District Days in the States.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Luis, for doing that thorough update. District Days in the States, as many of you might have already remembered or know from your previous experience with District Days, we ask that you register your District Days events. There is no cost associated with registration. We simply ask that you register so that we can follow up with you once you're registered to provide you with any updated talking points based on what has happened here in Washington, D.C., and also so that we can coordinate other messaging points with you and offer you any support as you plan your District Days events. Please note that when we're saying District Days events, we're not just traditionally talking about the formal meetings. We are also encouraging you to use your already existing events to invite your member of Congress, such as ribbon cutting events, if you have a rollout of a new study that you might have conducted, a new program that your foundation or regional association has funded within your communities. It's very important that you invite your lawmakers and their congressional staff to events such as those so that they can get a broader picture or idea about the significance and importance of your foundations and community foundations, regional associations within that specific state and congressional district. So with that, please be sure to register, and you can register online at the Foundations on the Hill website. In addition to registration, there are several other resources available on the site, such as a template meeting request letter. If you're thinking about inviting your member of Congress or their staff members to a meeting, a formal meeting, or an event, we have template language on the website, which you can personalize, send it on your letterhead. And if you are planning on sending a formal letter, we ask that you do that soon, as the congressional member and their staffers, their schedules will fill up. The other point about request letters is that because Congress is so wrapped up working on health care right now, the tentative August District Days recess is scheduled for August 4th through September 7th. So we ask that when you schedule or you're sending your letters, that you preferably ask for meetings within the second week of August through the first week of September, just to give lawmakers and their staff some time to get their schedules together for their district activities. Additionally to the template letters, we also have some media information. If you were planning on inviting your media to these events, there's a sample media alert and press release also on the web. It is a good idea to invite your media to your local media representatives to such events, because it'll give your foundation some exposure, and your lawmakers will also be associated with a foundation or something of significance to their communities, which is also good for them. And if the information on the media toolkit is not efficient or adequate enough for you and you require additional information or additional assistance, we do offer, the council does have a media shop that will be able to help you with that. In addition to that, we do have some handouts with the legislative issues as Luis outlined. We have our talking points posted on the website. I encourage you to stay tuned on the website for that information, because as congressional activity is occurring, we will consistently update that information. In addition to that, I'm going to ask Sig Nelson in our research department to outline or to highlight his